Acts chapter 8. And Shaul was consenting to his death. And at the time there was great persecution against the assembly which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except for the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Shaul, he persecuted the assembly, entering into every house, and dragging men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and preached the Messiah to them. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of Yahweh." And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of Yahweh, and the name of Yahshua the Messiah, they were baptized, both men and women. And then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. And now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of Yahweh, they sent to them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Master Yahshua. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you've thought that the gift of Yahweh may be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of Yahweh. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray to Yahweh, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray to the sovereign for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the sovereign, returned to Jerusalem and preached the good news in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of Yahweh spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise, go toward the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert." And he arose and went, and a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near, and join yourself to this chariot." And Philip ran there to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Do you understand what you read?" And he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray you, of whom does the prophet speak? Of himself, or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached to him Yahshua. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What hinders me now to be baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Yahshua the Messiah is the Son of Yahweh." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of Yahweh caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities, till he came to Caesarea. End of chapter 8.